Pakistan's former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto has returned home after 8 years in exile, promising to restore democracy to her country. She did so in defiance of warnings of an assassination attempt. Hundreds of thousands of Pakistanis filled the streets of Karachi to welcome back Mrs. Bhutto. Her return was made possible after Pakistan's military president Pervez Musharraf agreed to drop corruption charges against her. Our South Asia correspondent Peter Lloyd is in Karachi for Mrs. Bhutto's return. He joins me on the line now. What kind of scenes have you seen, Peter?
Well, Mark, Mrs. Bhutto's in Pakistani airspace, not quite touched down just yet. I'm standing at the main airport arrivals area, surrounded by perhaps 5,000 to 10,000 of the die-hard true believers, plus equally a large contingent of police and security forces who also gathered here. They have prepared for Benazir Bhutto something inspired by the Postmobile, a glass-topped bulletproof truck, from which she will be travelling from the airport after her arrival to the mausoleum of the founding father of Pakistan in what really looks like it will be a day-long parade, because outside the airport precinct there are perhaps 100 or 200,000 people waiting to see Mrs. Bhutto.
So clearly they have taken very seriously the threats against her life. Who would want to kill Mrs. Bhutto?
Mrs. Bhutto has been making a great play with the Americans in the last year or so to emphasise her credentials as a potential leader of Pakistan again by saying that she can take on the militant extremists in Pakistan, al-Qaeda, the Taliban and all of the associated groups. That has earned her a price on her head. The authorities here in Karachi say that there are at least two or three known cells of suicide bombers who express their plans to make some kind of, as they call it, welcome ceremony for Benazir Bhutto when she gets here. But there's more than just that, Mark. Benazir Bhutto faces internal division in her own party for her negotiations that she's having with General Pervez Musharraf. And there are an array of other political enemies of the more particular kind in this country who would also wish her unwell.
What's the nature of the deal that she's done with General stroke President Musharraf?
Well, at the moment, it's really at phase one. All she's gotten from him so far is an amnesty from prosecution for previous corruption charges which stem from her time as Prime Minister, and subsequent to that, the release of about $2 billion of funds in bank accounts that were frozen. The things that she really needs, she hasn't got. She needs for him to change the constitution to allow her to be Prime Minister for a third time. Currently, there's a bar on that. And she also needs for him to surrender his extraordinary presidential powers, the ability to sack an elected government. He hasn't budged on either of those two key concessions. So she's coming back to lead her Pakistan People's Party at elections due between November and January, significantly weaker than she perhaps hoped for several weeks ago.
It's a tale of two prime ministers in a sense, isn't it? Because when Nawaz Sharif came back, he was turned around and put on the next plane out.
Sorry, Mark, I missed that question.
I was comparing this arrival to that of Nawaz Sharif, which you reported on this program. And, of course, he was turned around and sent straight out again when he tried to get back in.
That's right. Well, the difference, says the regime, is that Nawaz Sharif welched on a deal to stay out of the country for 10 years and had agreed to go into exile voluntarily into Saudi Arabia. That was confirmed by the Saudi government. And it's also been confirmed by Sharif's people subsequently that he had the deal and that he was reneging on it. That is now the subject of a Supreme Court battle here in Pakistan. The Supreme Court, as recently as yesterday, is saying that he still has an inalienable right to return to the country, which he will now be testing in the next few weeks. So look forward to part two of Nawaz Sharif's attempted return to Pakistan. By contrast, Benazir Bhutto is coming back tacitly with the support of the regime, which needs her to legitimise its continued existence.
All right. Peter Lloyd, thank you very much indeed. Peter Lloyd there, waiting for the touchdown of Benazir Bhutto's plane in Karachi.